think I got it. Hello?
Hi, my name is Samaya. Giving you a call back with customer service. How can I help you?
Is this Cleanse Express something or other?
Okay, so I work for a third-party contact center where we do service a wide range of merchants. Your first and last name, please.
My first name, Kata Jeremiah. Last name, Jeremiah.
Are you familiar with Catherine Jeremiah?
Catherine, that's my full name.
All right. Okay, for security purposes, can you verify your address for me?
1416 Haley Street, Midland, Michigan, 48640.
Thank you so much for that. So I do see here that you have the Wi-Fi booster, which was a free gift.
Supposedly, yeah. For shipping and handling for $7.45, but then I got charged $49.97 for a subscription that I didn't agree to. So now I'm trying to make sure that that doesn't charge ever again and working out my bank to pay me back for that because I don't even know what it's a subscription to.
Okay, you have a dispute with your bank already, Ms. Catherine?
Yes, I do, but they told me to try to contact, so I'm trying to contact.
Okay, so that means you haven't done the dispute yet, right?
Not finished yet.
They told us to contact you about the.
I'm in the middle of disputing it.
That wasn't ordered.
What I'm asking is the account in a dispute? Is there an active dispute on the account?
They gave me the paperwork, and I went to fill it out, and it asked me if I contacted you. So I decided to contact you before I finished the paperwork.
Okay, so to answer the question, no, there is not, correct?
Right.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, because the reason that I asked is if there is an active dispute, it's not going to allow us to issue a refund back to the account. That was my reason for asking.
Okay, because you don't want me to get it back twice. I gotcha.
No, it's not necessarily that we wouldn't want you to get it back twice. Whenever there's a dispute on the account, when we try to issue the refund back to the account, it's going to boot it back to us.
Okay.
So we, yes,
right.
Ma'am.
So there's not an active, I got you, there's not an active dispute currently, right? So if you can refund it to me, that'd be great.
Okay. So first, as I do see here that you have the Wi-Fi booster, which was a free gift. However, it was a free gift for joining the trendydiscountgoods.com. If not declined at the point of sale or within the first 48 hours of ordering that Wi-Fi booster, then you are automatically, enrolled into their monthly subscription where they do provide you with a $125 gift card. Was a digital gift card to their website as well as access to the website. In turn, you are charged $49.97 every month until you call into council. I do know that you are canceling the account now, so I can go ahead and get the account canceled out. Now, typically, all sales are final with those monthly subscriptions, but what I am able to do is provide you with my employee discount, which will provide you with a 50% refund back to the account.
Again, I did not see anything about a subscription when I went to get that. I saw it was a survey, and they asked me to do this survey, and then it said $300. So I went to see what that was about, and then it offered me the free gift. I did not see anything about a subscription. I don't want the subscription. And I don't want 50% back. I want 100% back.
Okay.
So if I dispute it with my bank, that's fine. But just cancel me the monthly.
Okay. So, and I definitely understand that you're willing to do a dispute, Ms. Catherine. However, just to be 100% honest with you, it is showing here that the terms and conditions were agreed upon, which it does notify you of the charges to occur. So ultimately, you're more than welcome to dispute with the bank. I'm sure they wouldn't deny you of that. However, what will occur is they'll provide you with a provisionary credit. The provisionary credit is a temporary credit while they launch their investigation. In turn, they are going to reach out to the merchant just to see or verify, give the merchant a chance to verify whether or not these charges are valid or not. intern. The merchant will provide them with the documentation showing.
So probably I didn't read the terms and conditions, because generally I don't.
Don't say that. But you're not in there.
Okay, but what I was saying, Ms. Catherine, is, you know, ultimately they may hold you accountable for those charges. What I would love to do is reach out to my merchant to see if they are willing to go ahead and just give you the full refund back. However, I can't guarantee it until they say yes or no, but I'll place you on a brief hold just to see what they're willing to do for you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, bear with me one moment. Let me see what we can get done, okay?
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
I might have.
You feel dizzy? Is there a shirt spinning?
I don't always read that shit. Just like when I did suspend.
No, I'm saying they offered you a fucking gift for doing a survey for Gilroy's, right?
It was Ace Hardware. Yeah.
And next thing you know, when you do the survey, they give you some gift, and then they wanted shipping and handling at $7.45, and then next thing you know, you get this going. Now I'm telling you, if they credit this back to the account, they're gonna want this new bank account number, and it's probably gonna fuck that card up now. You see what I'm saying? That this whole fucking shebang's already fucked up your bank card. Now you gotta go through and read.
And I am still here. I'm just waiting on the response back from that merchant, okay? In the meantime, I did go ahead and get the account canceled out, Ms. Catherine. So you wouldn't receive any more charges going forward. However, you will receive an email within 24 to 48 hours from now that confirms the cancellation of this account. And it looks like the merchant actually did agree to do the full refund back to the account. So I'm going to go ahead and issue that refund back to your account, Ms. Catherine. However, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect into the account. But I'm just going to go ahead and do everything on my end for you today, okay?
Okay, except there's an issue now with the card you had before. I had to cancel that card.
Yes, ma'am. Did you cancel the bank account?
I didn't cancel the bank account, no.
Okay, so it'll still go back to your bank account that was registered to the card that you had. Did the account with originally. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bear with me just a moment. Let me get everything adjusted on your account, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot.
And I hope you've learned a valuable lesson in office.
Yes.
I mean, consumer ain't nothing. If you went and you got induced to go a survey, and then they give you a promissory of something.
I know, but did they?
In fact,
was
they
there,
said, oh, well,
did
yeah,
I check a box? Did I check a box? Did I check a box that said I agree to the terms and conditions? I might have. I don't know.
I know that vitamin E, coconut
stuff.
That feels good for your hair and your skin.
Right.
So you put it like in your hair. It'll help nourish it.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for patiently holding with me. So I did go ahead and get the account canceled as well as that refund issued back. Now, it does take about 3 to 5 business days for the refund to reflect into the account, but I did go ahead and submit everything. I did go ahead and submit everything on our end for you today. Now, it was definitely my pleasure to assist you today, Ms. Catherine. And I do want to thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
All right, hon. You have a beautiful year, okay? Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.